Recently, I was asked to give the children's sermon at one of the worship services of one of the leading evangelical churches in the Pacific Northwest. When the time came, I asked the kids to come on down to the front and gather around on the floor. They came running and skipping to the front, plopped down all around me, and waited. I began by asking them a question. Had they ever heard of a person who was not afraid of anything? And I told them I was not asking about people in the Bible. Right away, little hands waved in the air. Superman, Spider-Man, Indiana Jones, Rambo. When they ran out of ideas, I told them I, too, knew of an individual who never showed any fear, who was sort of a hero of mine. Who? They shouted. Bugs Bunny, I said. When Elmer Fudd is after him with a shotgun, Bugs goes up to Elmer, puts his arm around him, and says, "Eh, what's up, Doc?" And when a bear comes running down the path, what does Bugs do? He goes right up to him, puts his hand on his shoulder, and says, "What?" And all the children shouted, "Eh, what's up, Doc?" And then I reminded the children of a very interesting fact. When we listed the names of individuals who were never afraid, we all listed names of make-believe characters. We listed names of those who live in a land of fantasy, the land of make-believe. But in the real world, where you and I live, we all become afraid. And what does the Bible say we should do when we're gripped with fear? Well, what I do is think of the words of Jesus, words like, "I am with you always." Or think of the words of David, the shepherd boy, who faced many dangers, who said in his prayers, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And the writer of the book of Hebrews reminded the people of what the Lord said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Friend, take heart. It takes courage to live in the real world, facing real problems at work, in our family, sickness, and scores of others. Through it all, God promises to strengthen us and give us the courage we need. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.